One group of women who have been closed out of the conversation about decreased desire are those who have already gone through menopause. Some postmenopausal women do in fact have HSDD. Others might have decreased desire for medical reasons. Either way, doctors say too many people assume that a lack of sex drive is a fact of life at this stage. An assumption that experts say discounts the well-being of a large population of women, women like Linda.
My gynecologist said once you've been through menopause, it's normal. It's just normal to lose your sex drive. That was frustrating.
Overall, it is a myth that at menopause, women lose their sexual desire and it's all over and they should just go home. But there are some women who, based on the hormonal changes, will develop some sexual desire problems.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Today I'm 66, but I don't feel like I'm 66. I met my husband when I was 17. I had just graduated from high school. I was in my first job. He was home on leave. We met and we fell in love. It was just amazing. And a year or so later, a year and a half later, we got married. And then I had two children. I had my son at 21, my daughter at 23. So we kind of grew up together.
After 17 years of marriage, Linda and her husband grew apart and ultimately divorced.
When I got divorced, I was 36 years old, and I hadn't really been in a lot of relationships. So it was very scary for me to go out and start dating.
While she was working full-time and raising her children, Linda went back to school and received an MBA. She advanced quickly through the healthcare industry, eventually becoming a senior vice president at a hospital. Working at the hospital, Linda said she saw things that forced her to ask herself the question, what would I do if I only had 6 months to live?
And I thought it would be doing the Peace Corps. So I quit a wonderful job in a great hospital to join the Peace Corps.
Linda was stationed in the Dominican Republic, working as an economic development volunteer and teaching English. While she was there, she discovered a lump in her breast during a monthly exam.
I was lucky. It was a small tumor. I had surgery, went through radiation for 6 or 7 weeks, and I'm fine. That was in 2002. So it's been 9 years and counting. I don't think that my breast cancer had any impact on my sexuality. I still had the same feelings and desires that I had before. It wasn't until 4 or 5 years later that I really lost my libido.
And just as she was finishing her radiation treatments, Linda was starting a new relationship.
He and I ended up in a committed relationship for 4 years, and it was great. We had an active, fun sexual life. That was one of the really good parts of it. But then, I mean, it's not like one day you wake up and you think, huh, this is kind of flat. It sort of happens over time, and I started losing interest. And as I lost interest, I became more irritable, and then our relationship just sort of ended. And then I was miserable. I was miserable in a lot of ways. And so the next time I saw my gynecologist for an annual exam, I told her. I mean, I wasn't embarrassed to talk about it. My sexual life was important to me. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And it was gone. And she goes, oh, well, it's usually psychological. It's usually a bad relationship. I didn't feel like myself. I didn't feel like I had that enthusiasm, that energy, that connectedness that I used to have. And not just with men and not just sex. I became more flat. I wasn't depressed, but I wasn't myself.
A year passed, and Linda returned to the same gynecologist and was told the same thing. It's normal for your age.
I had read something that said if a doctor tells you it's normal for your age, it's a good time to change your doctor. And I thought, I don't accept no libido at all as normal for my age. I don't care how old I am. I knew that something was wrong. I knew that I had lost a part of my life that was important to me, and I missed it.
Angry and frustrated, Linda asked for help from any healthcare professional who would listen to her. And finally, someone did.
Linda comes to me like hundreds of other women have come to me who have felt completely sort of neglected and ignored by their healthcare providers.
For a successful and courageous woman like Linda, who had traveled the world alone, run a business, and raised a family, it seemed there was no challenge that was insurmountable. She even beat breast cancer, but she couldn't beat her low desire.
So it was so wonderful to see Dr. Kingsburg and have her tell me, there's things you can do about that. You don't have to accept that. She's my hero. She talked to me for some time, and I think she wanted to know if there were problems. And I think she and I came to the conclusion that it wasn't psychological, it wasn't my relationship. There might be something wrong. So she had me have some blood work done that tested my levels of hormones.
Here was a woman who was motivated to be sexual and had lost all spontaneous aspects of drive. So to me, it was clear that the likely culprit was going to be the change in her hormones.
For Linda, one of the hormones that's responsible for spontaneous desire in women was very low. So although Linda had all the symptoms and distress of HSDD, ultimately for her, it was a hormone imbalance that caused her decreased desire, one that was easily resolved once she found the right doctor.
Alrighty, here we go.
I didn't let it whistle, but...
In theory, what we try to do to help women is not to label them. We want to fix the problem. We want their sex lives better. And so we look at the various options for treating.
Good little Once snack. Linda's hormones were brought back into balance, her life began to balance out as well.
Is that the one who lived here?
Within 2 months, her life had turned around, okay? So she had more energy. She was looking forward to things again.
When my friends ask me how I am, I'm almost embarrassed to tell them because I feel so good. I just felt so good. I felt vital again. I felt energetic again. I had that drive.
Dr. Pokey can always disrupt a homework session.
Linda's age may have helped doctors narrow down the causes of her decreased desire more quickly than they could have done it for other patients.
Thank you. Talking about it. I'm making you uncomfortable.
For most women with low desire, a solution doesn't come so easily, which is all the more frustrating when you are only 24 years old, like Victoria, who lost her desire when she was in her late teens.
I started to become depressed because I was 19, and you do not lose your sex drive at 19.
It just left one day and never came back. No dreams, no fantasies, no passionate kissing, none of that.
But that means
it's gone. I have no sex drive.
You don't think about sex at all
no.
during the day?
No.
My friends were always talking and gossiping about what their sex life's like, and mine's, I don't have one. Some of my friends make fun of me.
You have to make yourself have
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, just like, you're like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
It's usually an uncomfortable conversation when it does come up. We just try to make jokes about it, you know.
It feels like it hurts.
There you go. They don't realize that it's actually an issue, a big issue. I feel like I'm not normal, and that what I'm going through isn't normal. I don't know what's wrong with me, you know. I just don't want to have sex. There was no incident that happened that changed this. A lot of people raise the question, were you raped? Were you sexually abused? Were you molested? No, none of the above. I'm currently in grad school for criminal justice. At first, I thought maybe it was stress, maybe it was school. At the time, I was an undergrad. I had a boyfriend who I was with for 2 years. And at first, he was kind of understanding, thinking it would just come back. I was just going through something. But then it became evident that it wasn't coming back. And then we broke up. So that was the outcome of that.
Victoria's gynecologist referred her to Philadelphia's Pelvic and Sexual Health Institute.
It'll be our job to identify what type of behavioral strategies we can employ together. And also
we have four full-time healthcare providers here that see women with sexual concerns, and we see about 200 women a week, and about 10,000 women per year.
Can you tell me if your level of desire or sexual interest was good and satisfying for you in the past?
Yes. Victoria came in as a woman who was young and happy and dating and really didn't feel any desire to be sexual.
I was kind of nervous about just the exam and just even talking about the subject.
Are you actually bothered by the decrease in your sexual desire?
Right. Yes. They did a couple of tests, and they discovered that, you know, there's nothing really going on.
And would you like your level of sexual desire to be increased?
Yes.
Okay.
I keep thinking it's in my head now because they're telling me I'm able to have sex. Physically, I'm fine.
And then you quiet your mind for a minute and you start to think about some of the things that you read in this book of erotica. You might find yourself much more easily
aroused and much more... But there's just a wall.
And this is kind of a technique of... We're still working with her, trying to find and help her find that within herself.
I'm in a relationship now.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
You want a drink?
In the beginning, we were having sex, not a lot of sex, and within maybe a month, 2 months, completely gone again. So I sat him down and I told him. I was kind of emotional because I was already down this road, and he was very understanding. He said, you know, don't worry, we'll work through it. I feel really bad because I don't want him to think it's him. It's nothing he does. He's a great boyfriend. He would do anything for me. I think that most guys would be out the door after that first month. He's managed to hang in there, and I do often question how much longer he will be around. This is not fair. I'm 24 years old, and I have the rest of my life, and I would hate to spend the rest of my life not having any sex. I want it back. I feel like there's hope still, and I'm gonna hang in there.
It's a question of loss of self. It's a question of loss of intimacy with one's partner.
Yet your desire has
and then there's a huge amount of guilt.
Okay. There are also very few answers. Counseling is almost always suggested for HSDD patients, and creams, therapies, and certain exercises are often prescribed. But what may work for one woman will not for another.